City of Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner was on his way back to the office Wednesday morning when he spotted a crowd gathered in front of City Hall. He stopped. He looked around. He listened.
There's a number of Latino members that are not reporting crimes because they are fearful that they will be deported.
SB 4 gives unscrupulous law enforcement officers a green light to discriminate and to racially profile our communities. We can't let this continue.
We are afraid, and right now what we need is for our city to do everything that it can to protect us, because we can't count on the legislature. We can't count on what's happening nationally.
Those are the voices that Mayor Turner heard when he joined a rally outside City Hall on Wednesday, and he didn't want to just walk on by without addressing them. So they handed him the megaphone.
Well, let me just say that's one of the reasons why I just didn't want to walk past you or drive past you as if you do not exist. And this is not just your battle or your struggle. This is all about our struggle.
Right.
Okay, we're all in this together.
In an expected ruling Tuesday, the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the anti-sanctuary cities law passed last year can be enforced. The law makes it illegal for the city of Houston and other cities across the state to adopt or enforce a policy that prohibits or discourages the enforcement of federal immigration laws. The city of Houston has had such a policy since 1990. When this new law was being debated in the Texas legislature last year, it was commonly referred to as the Show Me Your Papers law. Before its passing, thousands protested outside the state capitol building, and many law enforcement organizations were against it. And though it doesn't actually require police officers to act as immigration officers per se, that perception stuck within the immigrant community. According to the Houston Police Department's first ever Latino police chief, Art Acevedo, who spoke with Democracy Now! About it last year.
Well, the law actually prohibits us from telling our officers they cannot ask out immigration status at the point of detention. And what we've seen is what we knew we would see, that folks are now not wanting to cooperate with law enforcement. And, you know, the unintended consequence is that today's witness or victim that may be undocumented doesn't come forward. May not be able to help us prevent a future crime of another American-born resident, you know, whether that child at the bus stop that might get kidnapped, so on and so forth. And so, you know, there's a reason all of law enforcement came together here in Texas, all the big city police chiefs. We urge the party of law and order to not handcuff us, to not hurt our efforts, and despite our strongest words and editorials and everything else we did, they just ignored us. And so you can't be the party of law and order and then turn around and ignore labor groups in law enforcement and law enforcement leadership that together said no to SB 4, and it fell on deaf ears, sadly. We were lockstep against this law because we have limited resources. We know that violent crime is starting to creep up nationwide in a lot of our big cities. And the last thing we need is to have a chilling effect on community policing. On community policing has been the cornerstone of the last 20, 25 years of policing. It's really led to historically low numbers in terms of violent crime. They don't want something put on the table more for our officers to have to deal with. And most importantly, they want to not have that impact on the public that we serve and really rely on most to keep this community safe from not coming forward. And so there's when you see labor leadership and law enforcement and police chiefs together on something, that's really a clue. It's a hint. It means that it's probably not a good idea what we were going down this path. And sadly, unless the court intervenes, we have to be prepared to follow the law.
That was Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo, who spoke to Democracy Now! Last summer, right before a judge issued injunctions that temporarily blocked the anti-sanctuary city law. This week, a conservative 3-judge panel of a higher court lifted most of those injunctions, and the new law will start being enforced. On Wednesday, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner joined a rally outside City Hall that was organized by United We Dream Houston. Mayor Turner said, quote, "We'll continue to fight this because it's only the right thing to do. It's not over, and it's just important for me as the mayor of this city to let you know that we're in this for the long haul." Here's what else he said.
"We do stand with you. That's why the city of Houston joined in the lawsuit against Senate Bill 4. I never thought Senate Bill 4 was a good bill. Didn't think it was a good bill then. I don't think it's a good bill now. And so for all the dreamers, for people who are fearful because we haven't reached a resolution on DACA, I want you to know, City of Houston and this mayor stands with you. And this is your city. This is your home, okay? And I am your mayor. I am El Cadi standing with you. And we're going to stand together because that's what's important for all of these kids, okay? Let me just say, we value families. I don't want to see families separated and divided. I don't want kids to go to school and then when they come home, not knowing whether or not their mom and dad will be at their house. We are one family, and I want families to stay together. And in this city, we don't work to divide families. We work to promote families and people staying together. Those things are important. So it's not just your battle. It's not just your battle. It's not just your battle. It's all of our battles. And we're going to hang in and do it together because that's what the city of Houston is all about, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. We're going to continue to stand the struggle. It doesn't end until all of us win and all of people are respected and appreciated and seen and recognized. And I don't want you to operate in the shadows. I want your gifts to be demonstrated and seen in the light of day. And I want you to feel comfortable at being in the light of day, bringing to this city all the talents and the gifts that you have. And I want our families to stay together. That's what's important. And I think most Texans believe that way. Now let's just continue to fight until we make that happen. Okay. Thank you so very much.
During a conference call with the press on Wednesday, a coalition of organizations brought together by America's Voice and the Texas Civil Rights Project spoke out against Tuesday's ruling. Here is Julietta Garraby, the Texas director of United We Dream.
Let me be clear. Yesterday's decision from the court comes to no surprise to us. We know which Texas legislators voted in favor of racial profiling, of criminalizing, terrorizing, detaining, and deporting black and brown immigrants when they voted to pass racist SB4. The same legislators knew that Governor Abbott would sign racism into law, and they also knew that the Fifth Circuit would likely side with them. And so for more than a year, our resilient and resistant immigrant community has been at the forefront fighting against SB4, fighting against Trump's white nationalist agenda, and the killing of DACA. We have seen how, because of this racism and racist SB4, youth like Dennis in Houston was arrested at his high school after he tried to report to his school officials that other kids had been bullying him. He had an altercation. He was arrested and he's still in detention. It's because of the school to prison to deportation pipeline and because of SB4 that youth like Dennis are affected by this. This is a system that's attacking us every single day, but it's also the immigrant youth like Karen, Damaris, Daniel, Estefania, who continue to say, Texas is our home, we're here to stay, and we're here to fight.
Legal and advocacy organizations and local officials have vowed to keep fighting against this anti-sanctuary city law all the way up to the Supreme Court, if necessary. For the People's News, this is Brandon Moeller.
It is our duty to fight for freedom!
It is our duty to fight for freedom!
It is our duty to win!
It is our duty to win!
We must love each other and protect each other!
We must love each other and protect each other!
We have nothing to lose but our chains!
We have nothing to lose but our chains!